Well, during my time as a young divinity student, I was privileged to spend 2 summers aboard a sailing ship meandering between a set of small islands in the Caribbean, a part of the Eastern Antilles. Starting out from road town Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, we would cross the Anagata Passage and set a course southward toward the Grenadines. Well, on one of these voyages, we ran into severe weather. It was an early start to the hurricane season in those waters, and our little flotilla of 41-footers was not best suited to the high winds and stormy seas. So we headed for Antigua and made a run for the hurricane harbour at Nelson's Dockyard. We were extremely glad and relieved to make it safely into this refuge from the storm, and we remained there for a full week until the shrieking gales eventually subsided and we were able to resume our course in relative calm. Now, Psalm 107 contains a vivid description of blustery conditions at sea. It speaks of seafarers being subjected to mountainous billows, which rise up to the heavens, then crash down to the depths, causing the mariners to cry out to the Lord in their troubles. And he brings them out of their distress by calming the waters. How often in the storms of life do we cry out for respite? God will hear and respond to the heartfelt petitions of his children when they become overwhelmed with cares and worries. He enfolds us in his loving embrace until the tumult subsides. When the danger is past, we can move on, strengthened and refreshed. And then eventually, as the 107th Psalm assures us, God will bring all who have weathered trial and tribulation into the safe haven of his everlasting kingdom.